Every battle that we face is an opportunity for us to prove that we can keep God's commandments. Amen. That we can, you know, hold to the word of God, that we can pray during a difficult time, that we can win these battles. Let me read to you from Exodus 23. Exodus 23 verse 27 says this, I will send my fear before thee and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. And I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite and the Canaanite and the Hittite from before thee. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year. Lest the land become desolate and the beast of the field multiply against thee. By little and little, I will drive them out from before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land. I love this verse. I preached a sermon called By Little and Little a couple years ago. And it was that faithful word. I preached that faithful word. And the concept of it was this, is that, you know, the Christian life is a little here and a little there. So this should be an encouragement to us when we feel discouraged, like we're not growing enough. Like, man, I'm not where I need to be. Yeah, but just little by little, though. You know, you're not going to be a great Christian overnight. It happens by little and little. Right? Hey, how do you build some muscle, right? How do you deadlift a certain amount of weight? Well, 2.5 pounds, right. Yeah. 5 pounds, 10 pounds, right? Yep. That's how you do it. How can you get stronger? By little and little. Amen. The problem with the children of Israel, they're like, we want to be like the other nations. Well, what was the problem? They were comparing themselves with other people.
Right. Yeah.
What they should be doing is recognizing that God told them, hey, I can just drive them all out. I can just cause you to deadlift 500 right off the bat if I wanted to. But then where's the struggle in that? How are you going to learn? Yeah. Got to learn how to struggle. Got to learn how to fight. Got to learn how to discipline yourself. Got to learn to have tenacity. Got to learn to have patience. Got to learn to be disciplined. And so what he's telling them is, you know, I have work for you to do. You're going to war against these people, but it's not going to happen in 1 year because no one is a great Christian in 1 year.
Right.
It takes years to learn the Bible, to learn how to be a great husband, to learn to be a great wife, to learn how to raise children, to be a great employee, to be a great church member. It takes a lifetime. And we're constantly learning these things, okay? Not only that, look at verse 5 of Judges chapter 3. I've mentioned this already, but he says in verse 5, and the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, Hittites, and the Amorites, and Perizzites, and Hivites, and Jebusites. And they took their daughters to be their wives and gave their daughters to their sons and served their gods. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and forgot the Lord, their God, and served Balaam and the grove. So what happened here? Well, the concept is basically, it's simple. Fight the flesh or the flesh will reign over you, right? So instead of fighting the Canaanites, they made an affinity with them through their daughters, okay? And they begin to intermingle. Obviously, one of the principles that we can learn from here is that God does not want us as his people getting married to unsaved people.
Amen.
Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, the Bible says. And look, this is not a command of the Lord. This is just my opinion. I think you should marry a Baptist.
Amen.
I mean, what's wrong with that? If you're going to get a Christian, if you're going to marry a Christian, you might as well get like the best ones. I would even go a little further and say, you should get yourself an independent fundamental Baptist.
Amen.
I would even go a little further than that and say, you should get a new IFB.
Amen.
Baptist. Or convert them to being an independent fundamental Baptist.
Amen.
Convert them to be a new IFB Baptist. But what I'm saying is this, is that, you know, obviously the Bible strictly condemns marrying an unsaved person as a Christian. Okay. It's forbidden. Why? Well, because what we see here is that they begin to intermingle with the foreign nations, and the foreign nations, instead of the believers, the children of God, or the nation of God, influencing the heathen to worship the true God, the reverse happened. The heathen caused them to worship their false god, Balaam. Okay? And I've seen this, you know, in my personal life with people that I know, where, you know, they got involved in a relationship with an unsaved person, they got married to them, and now they're like visiting a Mormon church and stuff. They're going to the Catholic church, they're going to whatever, you know, something that's not Christian at all. And you think to yourself, like, man, people would actually do that? Yeah, when you're in marriage, you're kind of screwed, let's just be honest. You have a covenant with that person, and, you know, A lot of people just choose not to fight that battle. They're like, I'll just go to the stupid Catholic Church with them. And, I mean, we see it over and over again in the Bible where this happens. This is why God tells us, he tells his people not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Because they'll drive your heart away. And I'm not saying that if you marry like a Catholic, you're just going to become a Roman Catholic or something like that. And if that's the case, you just believed in vain. Okay. What I'm saying is that you will compromise. And you might even step into a Roman Catholic church. Even, you know, you'll go into a Roman Catholic church and you'll kneel down, but in your heart you'll be like, but I'm standing up in my heart though.